Flooding from the Black River continues to threaten homes in Walnut Ridge and Hoxie. But volunteers from the formerly feuding towns came together to fill sandbags today, buttressing their hopes against the next wave. As Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports.
A dump truck brings another load of sand to the volunteers gathered outside the Walnut Ridge City Shop. They're filling sandbags as fast as they can for neighbors whose homes are in the path of the flood. Chris McDowell with the street department says they've already done 1,000, hoping to fill hundreds more.
Well, we got a ladder out and we cut some road cones, the tips off. We're sticking the bags up under the road cones and scooping the sand over in the cones and filling the bags up.
Volunteer Craig Jones says he wants to help. He knows what it's like.
I went through this in 2011 and lost everything that I had with the flood. So, you know, I'm not in a situation to lose everything this time. So it's good to help. I'm from Walnut Ridge. I live in Walnut Ridge, so I want to help everybody here that I can. We can't get on the other side of the river and help the folks in Pocahontas. We can help the folks on this side of the river.
Jones had come over from the nearby Pico Chicken Processing Plant. It had shut down for the day because of the flood, so its supervisors came over to help with the sandbagging.
Feels good. It feels good, like you're helping. Part of something bigger.
That's Bill Williams. Herb Ginn says he's a concerned neighbor, too, but he's also a county extension agent with the University of Arkansas's Division of Agriculture.
Part of the extension service is reaching out and helping communities, and this is part of what we need to do to help in any way we can. So I'm here with one of my co-workers and been here trying to help do what we can to hopefully save some homes.
Since you work in agriculture, are there any farms that are at risk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we estimate probably around 15 to 20,000 acres are affected, and could be worse, as now that the levees have broken in Pocahontas, we're going to receive that water.
Homeowners pull up outside the city shop and volunteers load them down with sandbags. They offer to follow the residents home and help them unload.
And we're having to carry it from the driveway all the way around, because when I pulled in the yard, I about got stuck.
Retta Russell's home hasn't flooded yet, but she's sure worried about it.
The ground is already wet, saturated, so the least bit of rain is going to stand on top of the ground. That's because the runoff is just, you know, we're getting runoff from both sides of the river, and it's gonna be bad. I think it's going to be bad. You know, some of the guys are telling me, it's never got up that high at your house. Famous last words.
Russell's from Hoxie, which resisted an unwanted merger with Walnut Ridge earlier this year. There were some bad feelings between the two towns, but it feels like water under the bridge at this moment.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, guys.
I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.